The National Coordinator for Health Information Technology recently published proposed new standards for electronic health records to work together. The interoperability standards are open now for public comment, and it seems like the health IT sector has been talking about this forever. So is the goal finally in sight? For some answers, Federal News Radio's Tom Temin talked with Steve Posnack, the Director of Standards and Technology in the ONC's office.
We published a document now that we started in 2015 doing called the Interoperability Standards Advisory. It's a single public list of the standards and implementation specifications that could be used for interoperability in healthcare. And the Standards Advisory now is in its phase for the 2017 Standards Advisory, which we hope to publish by the end of this year. It's intended to provide clarity, consistency, and predictability for the public so that standards and implementation specifications for particular health IT interoperability purposes could be used and known altogether. So it's a coordinated effort that we're really trying to do to pull together everything for the industry.
Would you say that these are standards equivalent to what, say, the IEEE might publish so that manufacturers, if they do them, they can put something on their box, so to speak, that says we meet this standard and therefore we will interoperate with every other health IT record that also has compliance?
Absolutely. That's a good example. One of the things that we noticed, which is why coming from the Office of the National Coordinator, we saw a need for coordination. There are a lot of standards in healthcare. Healthcare is a complicated and data-rich environment, and the standards are produced by different what are called standards development organizations, or SDOs, in addition to other authoritative organizations like the National Library of Medicine, who provide standard codes for medications, for example. So as we looked across the industry as a whole, we said no one's really stitching all of the different standards together in one place and providing the industry with a full look of its portfolio of standards that could be used to meet specific needs. And in a lot of cases, even to your example, representing allergies is different than representing medications and is different than representing tobacco use or industry and occupation data.
Why has the ISO or some organization like that never done this?
I think each standards organization has a focus and a mission, and they are true to the, in most cases, volunteers that come to participate in their standards processes. But from an overall industry perspective, that's when you take a step back and you look and see how do all these cumulatively get put together in a way that people are implementing to deliver products and services.
And so,
that's really where I thought we could contribute.
And to get a little bit down in the weeds then, so the standards would specify, for example, that when you express the word aspirin, that would produce a certain result in every record.
Correct. Yeah, there is a particular standard that would be used to do just that.
Now, the industry is bifurcated in some ways. There's lots of small publishers of health IT records that serve small practices. Then you've got the big giant healthcare organizations, the type you find on the state exchanges and so forth, and they've got their own systems that have been developed for themselves in their multiple locations. I think there's a vertical issue here too, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's both verticals and horizontals that are challenging from our perspective, and one of the important aspects of the Interoperability Standards Advisory is that it helps to level the playing field and really gives everyone a single playbook to work from and pursue to make sure that there's consistency in terms of how small developers to large developers are thinking about implementing particular standards for different interoperability purposes.
Because elsewhere in health and human services, you have these new structures called accountable care organizations, which may or may not be in the same corporate umbrella. And so you're likely to have different health record systems within ACOs. And for them to be most effective, you would need that interoperability.
Absolutely. And a lot of those new payment delivery models are also driving new business needs and new needs for additional modifications to existing standards or an identification that a new one needs to be produced by the relevant standards development organization. And in that case, one of the real benefits of the standards advisory is that we have a public process that's ongoing with numerous opportunities for feedback and contributions so that we can reflect the kind of real-time state of the industry as standards or implementation guides get developed.
We're speaking with Steve Posnack. He is Director of Standards and Technology in the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. Who's on the committee developing these standards?
So we do have a federal advisory committee. It's called the Health IT Standards Committee, and they play an integral role in helping to inform the content that goes into the interoperability standards advisory. We also take public comment and feedback. And again, we're really looking at reflecting all of the good work that's gone on across the industry and collecting it all in one place and presenting it in a single way to the industry.
I mean, at some point, Humana and, I don't know, Cigna or Humana and Kaiser have to agree on this. And who calls the final shot when it comes to that push comes to shove moment?
Sure. So there are definitely different aspects involved in how your question gets implemented. The standards advisory itself is really a non-regulatory document, and we hope that people use it as a first look, as a resource to start their pursuit toward implementing certain interoperability use cases and the use of the standards. But it also serves as a starting place for policymakers, state governments, CIOs to say, you know, here's what the industry is using. I want to build it into my contract. I want to build it into my program requirements. And again, it gives them that single, you know, sheet of music, for lack of a better metaphor, to move forward with.
I mean, notwithstanding the fact that changing your system to meet new standards costs money because of programming and testing and so forth, do you get the sense that the players in industry hope to get to interoperability among themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've seen a number of different activities going on throughout the industry. There's work called Commonwell. There's the eHealth Exchange and the Sequoia Project, which administers that. There's also a project called the Argonaut Project, which is focused on application programming interface-related exchange. And so there are a number of different industry efforts where I think we see the private sector stepping forward to really push on this. And there are equally some roles that, you know, my office is playing among our other federal partners to help support them and complement those efforts.
And what about Veterans Affairs and the Defense Department? They've got their own interoperability battle or holy grail they've been pursuing since time immemorial. Does that tie into this also?
We work very closely with the DOD and the VA and the IPO office as well, between the two, to make sure that the standards that we're referencing in the interoperability standards advisory informs their efforts and vice versa. In some cases, they're developing needs to exchange data that are unique to the DOD and VA. And in other cases, there are national or federally recognized standards that we can make sure that they're equally using.
Would it be fair or accurate to say that in the final goal of all this, a record that could be created anywhere by any healthcare organization could be read and shared and amended accurately by any other healthcare organization, federal or private?
Yes, that's fair. That is the end goal that we are, one of the end goals that we're striving towards, being able to send, receive, find, and use the common set of data that everyone can use for the healthcare delivery and other, purposes in the future. It is a complicated approach to, handle all of the different dynamics of medicine and the data that gets generated through clinical encounters.
Well, I hope you got the body parts right, so in case there's a removal or extraction required, they'll get the right part.
Those are definitely challenging aspects, including the devices now that get implanted as well. So it's very important that all this stuff, when you're dealing with computers who behave as the humans tell them to, understand all of the computable data requirements that are involved.
I could just see it now. Well, I thought he needed a valve, but this says put in a pacemaker, so that's what I'm going to do. No, I'm kidding you there. What is the timeline? What happens next?
So we've gone through this process a couple times before. We're in the period of time where we're accepting comments on the interoperability standards advisory, and then we're going to look to publishing the 2017 advisory at the end of December of this year, so kind of forecasting for the next year. We're also in a period of transition where we're moving from a more document-oriented publication to a web interactive version of the standards advisory that we hope will make it more accessible to a greater number of people, as well as allow for greater interaction with the community in more real time, as opposed to the kind of strict annual process that we followed before. So we're very excited about that, and lots of interesting things that I think will come out of the web interactive aspect.
But this isn't the final version of the standards. It sounds like this is an evolution, and there might be subsequent versions beyond this.
Correct. Yeah, I think we look at this as at a minimum an annual process. But as I mentioned, we're really looking at keeping this up to date and refreshed with the community on an as-needed rolling basis. There are standards that come out every quarter, and they address numerous different needs as business requirements change and as industry or regulatory requirements change as well.
Steve Posnack is Director of Standards and Technology in the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. You can read more and share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Just click Share with Friends.